Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 38. I am Drew Peacock.
And I'm Brandon. Thanks for joining us, Drew Peacock. Is it like Drew P. dot cock?
No, like Drew and then the animal.
And the animal, okay. I was going to start calling you Mr. Cock, but that's okay.
That's what I sign on our form every...
Oh, I gotcha, Drew Peacock. And for some reason, Jeff has never made it to one of the safety things. Like, I didn't sign those safety form.
Yeah, I'll just deny.
Yeah.
The glove doesn't fit.
You must have quit. And you watch that O.J. Simpson thing? I kind of want to watch it. The miniseries, miniseries or whatever. I like to call them miniseries.
Huh.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing O.J. Simpson.
Does he yell, "Show me the money"?
I don't know. I didn't watch it, so. I mean, I think it's kind of racist. They picked a black guy to play O.J. Simpson, but that's okay.
Well, we should boycott the Oscars then.
Who knows? I mean, I think it's on like HBO or Showtime or something like that. Not an actual cinema movie.
All right. Well, what are you drinking on tonight?
Well, I got some coffee tonight, unlike last time, so pretty happy. Because it's cold. Oh, my goodness. It was actually raining on the way here.
So, really?
Yeah. Raining, sleeting, maybe a little of both. The sand trucks were out. Just parked on the side of the road. It's like, is it really going to get that bad? I didn't think it was, but...
Well, we'll do a story of my life and make this quick.
All right.
What do you have tonight?
I just got some random stuff that's been happening, current event type things.
Okay. So. I've got two open letters and to grind my gears, I guess.
All right, yeah.
I can do as many open letters as you want, but...
Oh, naturally, you got tons of them.
Yeah. Because a lot of things anger me.
Yeah, it is true.
I was going to text Cornell. If you guys don't know, Cornell is our friend that we used to do a podcast with, but he's a dummy head and doesn't do this one with us.
Yeah, I think he got pregnant or something.
Probably. But I was going to text him, want to mushroom stamp each other until someone gives up, but I forgot.
Oh, well, that would have been interesting. Maybe. Probably would have said yes.
I bet he would have given up first.
Yeah, he probably would have said, you know what? You just mushroom stamp me. Don't worry about me doing it to you.
Maybe. You never know.
With him, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So you want me to just do one of my open letters?
Yeah, go ahead and do one. Surprise us.
All right. We will do Misty.
Okay, yeah. I remember this from last time, so.
Yeah, she is a lady that worked at the Academy for about 2 weeks and then just quit showing up, and she was pretty much a crack whore.
Awesome.
I mean, she was trying to compare... She's like olive oil skinny.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't like her. But she's not there anymore. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Misty, you stupid bitch. You were one hit of meth away from losing all your teeth. Nice prison tattoos. And by nice, I mean fucking stupid. You never stop moving. Probably the meth and Mountain Dew and looking out for cops. I hope you go to a meth lab and it blows up. You went to Africa and the hungry motherfuckers gave you rice. If you ever had a body cast, you would look like a Q-tip, but not as clean.
A used Q-tip?
I can do more push-ups than you. Freddy Krueger has nightmares about you. Charlie Sheen wouldn't fuck you. The only dick you've had in your life is from your dad. If you try to masturbate, your fingers grip your thighs so they can't get near the vagina. You have a black taco. You have the smallest cardboard house in your neighborhood. You tried to get on a horse to ride it and it kicked you in the face. Other meth heads make fun of you. You could offer them meth when they were going through withdrawals and they'd be like, "Nah, I'm good." Nobody would take a hit from the pipe after you. Your tits are the same size as an anorexic, underdeveloped, one-legged 10-year-old boy. Fuck you, bitch. You read at a second grade level. I hope you go to prison and become a lesbo and none of them will fuck you. When they try to spray you down, the water goes around you. Nasty-ass crackhead. You look like your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were brother and sister, and it went on down the line. This is Jeff, signing off with a die, bitch.
Yeah, I kind of just want to see this person. I don't necessarily want to meet that person. I might get something.
I swear, dude, water runs from her. Her hands, like, grip her sides, but she can't.
So you've watched. You've seen this.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
You know, I had to take a look.
Yeah, okay, all right. I didn't know you were actually getting in the shower with her, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome. So last time we recorded, we didn't actually know about it while we were recording, but, well, David Bowie, he's moved on.
David Bowie, Lemmy.
Glenn Frey, I guess.
Yep.
And then Alan Rickman. Jeez Louise.
Did you see my post on Facebook?
I did not.
It says, Dear 2016, quit taking legends. You can have the Kardashians.
No joke. Yeah, how come those people? Yeah, I mean, I thought the David Bowie thing, someone had said it to me, like, literally I was on my way home from here when we recorded.
Right.
And someone was like, "Did David Bowie die?" I was like, "No." And then whenever Rickman died, I saw a post and all it said was, "Professor Snape died." And I was just like, "Yeah, so old news." And then it turns out it was actually Alan Rickman. Sadness.
Yeah.
Who's next? We always said they happen in threes, and so we were like, all right, it's always threes. Who's next? Oh, it's not me.
Hopefully Kanye West.
I'd be okay with that. Name almost any other rapper. Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Maybe him. At least Kanye, you can sit there and make fun of him. Lil Wayne's just like...
He makes fun of himself.
You're retarded. Yeah. So horrible. So yeah, that sucks. I did want to get on and post, as tribute to David Bowie, a link to the video of David Bowie and Mick Jagger doing... Dancing in the Street.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
The gayest music video of all time. We were watching it at work, and I was just like, this happened. I can't believe this happened. I mean, it's just, at one point, you know, they're like rubbing noses together, basically. It's so bad and cheesy. One of my coworkers made the observation that, you know, there's that Maroon 5 song, Moves Like Jagger. Obviously, they had not seen that video when they sang that song, because those moves are terrible. And then he, like, randomly in the middle of it, just leans down, picks up a Diet Coke or something, takes a drink, and then puts it back on the ground.
He's giving a little plug for money.
It's like, are you really trying here? Oh, well, good times. That happened. Look it up, kids, on the YouTubes. Goggle it or something. Go ahead and do a Lycos. Pull open Netscape and do a Lycos search for that video. 1984 or 5, I think.
Or don't, you know?
No, that needs... people need to see that. You got some gears to grind?
Yeah, I kind of did this last minute.
That's right. Let me just say, winter and cold weather, I hate it. And my job, I hate my job.
Snitches, mint, popcorn, butter, jammed anything, hiccups, Hillary Clinton, freezing cold with no snow, dumbasses, alarm clock, whiplash, muscle cramps, sleeping bags, pees, sprains, stickers. And I'm not talking about, like, stickers like little kids.
I've got little burr stickers.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Chiggers. Dry skin, no sense of humor, people that get butt hurt over everything, having cold hands, feet, or ears, no loyalty, cold sores, headaches, stupid bitches,
right?
Death of a loved one, pink lemonade, hitting your tailbone on something,
oof.
Spike Lee, mushroom stamping someone and the stamp doesn't take,
or they don't enjoy it,
and when someone wakes up and gets freaked out because you're watching them.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
That Edward motherfucker used to do it on Twilight. Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I never watched those movies, nor did I read the books, but apparently it was just horrible. Apparently it was so dumb. Oh, well. I'm not ashamed to have read them. I'm proud of it.
We're going to totally lose our teenage audience.
Oh, well.
Yep. Over it.
Nah. Teenagers, we have alcohol and drugs, so yep. Here we go. We got them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Ready for me to do my last open letter?
Yeah, if you want to do a last open letter, that'd be awesome.
All right. Okay, this is another bitch I worked with. Her name is Kirsten, and she sucked at her job. And ironically, she is the CTL at the Owosso store.
Sweet. We should go visit.
We should. She's the one that stopped having sex because a KFC commercial came on.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She told someone about it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, yeah, I definitely want to meet this person.
She must really like KFC.
I'm going to walk in with a box of KFC.
Oh, she'll give you a head right there.
Sweet. I'll be, like, drawing on her face with a drumstick.
Is that a euphemism?
No, actually, I literally meant take a chicken leg and poke her in the eye with it.
She was the one that she was like, "Hey, Jeff, it's funny. On the people you may know on Facebook, I saw you." I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's funny."
Congratulations. Yeah.
She was like, "But I didn't add you a friend." I was like, "Good call."
Yeah. So which was the funny part?
And then she tried to add me like 3 days later, and I was like, "Deny, bitch."
Spam. Report of spam. All right, Kirsten.
Your vagina is like a sinkhole. DJ wouldn't lick your butthole. When you were born, the doctor threw up in both sides of the family, including the grandparents. Disowned your immediate family because they thought the mom fucked a midget, wildebeest, and a blowfish with crippled fins and not well endowed.
Wow.
You sucked off an 8-year-old man because he asked nicely. Ron Jeremy wouldn't fuck you. You have to customize your dildos because they don't make them that big. They use size Z batteries. When your alarm goes off, it says, "Wake up, bitch, I'm tired of hearing you fart and snore." Every time you're standing on the curb, someone tries to push you in front of a bus. Taxis just keep driving when you're trying to wave one down. Bums and beggars give you money to get a facelift. If you got a facelift, the plastic surgeon would get a Nobel Prize. Obama likes you. You scare the boogeyman. Buzzards wouldn't eat you. At your funeral, there would be a standing ovation. The nicest dog in the world would bite you. Looking at you is instant birth control. Hamburglar looking ass. You went to rehab for sucking dick. You went to Dick Sucking Anonymous and told everyone. You look like an orc. When you stopped having sex during the KFC commercial, I bet the guy, when he found out, offed himself, you fat bitch. Not only will you deep throat a dick, but apparently a chicken leg, too. You don't skinny dip, you chunky dunk. It is Jeff signing off. Go fuck yourself.
Fantastic. If I worked with that person, and her name is Kirsten, I would literally go out of my way to call her Kristen the entire time.
She probably would have taken that as flirting and been like, let's get some KFC.
Wipe this grease all over me.
Yeah, but dude, she was fucking someone and the KFC commercial came on and she was like, hold on.
What?
How? Yeah, dude, I don't know. And it's a true story. It's not like
someone... Was it you, Jeff? Were you there?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'd slap a bitch if she stopped during a KFC commercial.
Just walk over, get up, throw the TV out the window. Be like, that's it, you're not getting any more.
I'm going to go eat some KFC and eat it right in front of you, bitch.
I'm
going to
go finish in the kitchen.
I'm going to finish on your dog.
Ooh, that's weird.
Well, you know.
A little bit.
I'm a weird motherfucker.
That is true, that is true. Goodness.
But that's all I got.
Yeah, there you go. We had some deaths, we had some weirdness, sex, drugs, and alcohol, teenagers, look out.
We had some bestiality, apparently.
Maybe, yeah. Speaking of none of that stuff.
I was going to say bestiality.
Yeah, no.
I'm a little scared of where
that. Definitely not. Yeah, speaking of none of that, I think I'm going to go to Oklahoma, spend the weekend in Oklahoma City, watch some racing in Guthrie.
Oh, really?
Probably hang out in downtown Oklahoma City, see if I can drag my sister out to Bricktown.
Man.
She can introduce me into some attractive medical students.
GNR is playing in Vegas, the original lineup.
Yeah.
I so want to go.
I know. I couldn't believe it when I heard that. Wonder if Axel's going to break out his white biker shorts.
Or his leather suit outfit from Paradise City.
Could be, yeah.
It wouldn't fit him anymore.
Man, I tell you, I've never really been interested in going to this ever before, but for some reason this year, and I don't know if it's what it is, some of the bands though, but man, I looked at the Rocklahoma lineup and I'm like, yeah. I kind of want to go to that this year.
Yep, my boys POD are playing.
POD's going to be there. The Scorpions, they would be cool to watch. Mm-hmm. I think I would enjoy watching them. Not a big fan of like Five Finger Death Punch or whatever, but...
Who else? Is it Disturbed?
Yeah, I think so. Steel Panthers, which they're cheesy, but I kind of want to go watch them.
Yeah.
Just because super cheesy. And man, I haven't really listened to them much lately, but if Weezer comes anywhere close to Tulsa, definitely want to go see them in concert. I haven't listened to all their new album, but when I've listened to it, it's like, God. They're good. I think I would enjoy that. They've been around forever.
Indeed.
I'm going to make a couple trips. I didn't do much this last year, so I'm going to... February, I'm going to watch Supercross race in Arlington, which I haven't done for the past 2 years. And then I think in April, I'm going to go watch the MotoGP in Austin. So that'll be nuts. But a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Hopefully I'll be on the motorcycle down there, so could be a good time.
Definitely.
All right, my coffee's cold.
All right. Get people to like our page, tell people about it, listen to it.
Yep. Valentine's Day's coming up, so if you would like to go on a date with either Jeff or me, go ahead and put in your applications. Please include a picture, and maybe you'll be one of those lucky bitches.
Maybe.
But, you know.
No fat chicks.
No, well, that's why you have to submit a picture. And it can't be like, don't submit a picture where it's got a, you know, the date on the bottom is like 1997. Don't try that, fat chicks.
Yeah, we know better.
Yeah, we're smarter. Yeah, so there we go. That's all I got. Remember.
You're one.
You should probably write that down. Chloroseptic? Clorox?
Why am I thinking chlorine?
That's not it.
Huh. All right, you're one chlorine away from waking up in the woods with a sore asshole.
Let's see, how can I mess mine up? I don't know how to mess mine up. 90% of the hands you shake have been used for masturbating someone else. I mean, it still doesn't really sound messed up, although it's impossible to masturbate someone else.
All right, see you, bitches.
It's also chloroform, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Uh-huh. See ya.